Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Greetings from Paris, where I've come to check out preparations for next month's Olympic Games. Right now, it's not clear whether the city will be ready. Some venues for the 329 competitions remain unfinished. Same for infrastructure projects to handle athletes and spectators. Parisians are worried about the crowds, the traffic disruptions, the possibility that locals may be shut out of their homes. That last one has to do with security, a particular worry this time. Islamic State terrorists have threatened to attack. One of them allegedly killed a German tourist at the Eiffel Tower a few months ago. The government has mobilized 80,000 police and soldiers to patrol the city. Anybody living near a venue will need a QR code on their phone just to get home. Disruptions have already begun. Every year, my wife and I attend an American Library fundraiser near the famous Place de la Concorde. It's now mostly closed. No idea how we'll get there. Won't be easy. In fact, nothing in Paris is easy right now. The place is teeming with tourists, some here for the Olympics, some to see Paris before the real crowds arrive. Restaurants and museums are packed. Our usual landlady raised the rent by 30%, which, she says, is less than hotels have done. I should have expected all this. The French, like most Olympic hosts, want these games to be the best ever. That's why the government is spending $8 billion on them, why the opening ceremony, July 26, will feature 10,000 athletes and officials floating down the Seine River through the center of town on 160 boats, why some swimming events will actually be in the river, which has been polluted for centuries but now declared clean. We'll see. Still, like other Olympics that cost too much and seemed unready, this one just might work. After all, it'll be the first to feature breakdancing as a sport, to require as many female athletes as males, to have an event at something as famous as the Eiffel Tower. That's for beach volleyball. I'm sorry, I'll be gone by then. Friends who've been to an Olympics say it's the thrill of a lifetime, even if some things do go wrong. I'll have to wait 4 more years. Plenty of time to work on my breakdancing. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.